Time before we go to our final item, I understand we have a special guest that is with us today. So if somebody could let our guests know that we are ready.
Madam Chairman.
Yes.
Yeah, just to, since this is kind of impromptu, Director Jeff here has got a new mascot coming up here for the roundup that's coming up in a couple weeks. And there's going to be, I don't know what they're going to call him, but I think Lydia is going to go with Bruce the Buffalo or Bruce the Bison. And I think everybody's going to get really entertained by this. And I think we're going to get some pictures right now. So walk around, Bruce, and wave. Get right up there with the chairman. Let her stand up and get a good picture.
Right here, Bruce. Right here.
I can't see any of you.
That's all going to be a problem.
Good.
All righty. Who's that?
We'll see you in a few weeks in Custer. Director Van Meter.
Yeah, that was a little bit of a surprise. Somebody had a buffalo costume, so we thought we'd put it to use there. No, we just want to formally invite all of you to the Buffalo Roundup this year. You know, as always, we do an arts festival in addition to that, and just want to make sure you all are aware of the dates. The roundup itself will occur on the 27th of this year, and the arts festival takes place. And I probably should have park staff give me the actual times of that. You want to speak to that, Matt, real quick? I don't have the actual hours of that handy. If you do,
off the memory. So. So the Arts Festival will start on Thursday. We run from 10 to 5 on Thursday. Friday, I believe it's 9 to probably 8, because I think the balloon lighting starts between 6 and 7 when it gets dark. And then we're back on Saturday from 9 to 4 on Saturday. So, and then Roundup, if you're coming to the Roundup, for those listening, come early so you can get parked in time. We start the Roundup right at 9:30. So, and as soon as the sun starts to peak over the hills, we start parking people. So it's an early morning, but everything comes together really well. And the extended forecast is great weather, so we're hoping that holds true. So thank you.
Excellent. Thank you.
Matt, don't go too far away. September is really a big month for events out in the Black Hills. You want to talk just briefly about the trail trek as well?
Yeah. Every year we have the annual fall trail trek. This year it's back to back. So the weekend before Roundup is the annual trail trek, which will start on Friday, runs through Sunday. So in the last 25 years, we capped at 600 riders. It fills up within a day or two. This year we went to 650 and it filled up still within a few days. So looking forward to that. Should have great conditions again for trail trek, and all the people that come out and ride that are excited. So yeah, it'll be a busy fall in September, but we're looking forward to it.
Those dates for the trail trek are September 20th through the 22nd. And so maybe we can get Commissioner Cole to ride that buffalo, or his bike with that buffalo suit on. I think that would be awfully nice.
Oh, very good. Well, thank you for that. That was a very nice giggle. Surprise. We will go to the final item on our agenda for this month's commission meeting, number 22, our license sales report with Director Freshman.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and I will keep this fairly brief because we actually discussed and covered some of this yesterday in our fee package conversation. So item number 22 in your commission book is the hunting and fishing license, Division Wildlife license sales update. First page there, like typical, it has the numbers and figures for you in respect to combination licenses. Again, you can see remain fairly steady and strong. In particular, the senior combination is up a little bit this time in comparison to last year. Going to the second page has habitat stamp figures and information. Again, holding very strong. Very similar to last year, which would coincide with our license sales being about where we are last year at this time as well. So not a whole lot of change in respect to habitat stamp revenue comparisons. On the third page, I do want to just take a little bit closer note on some of the small game licenses. Again, we had mentioned yesterday as we were talking about the fee package, we are seeing strong sales in respect to small game, in particular pheasant hunting, both on the resident side and the non-resident side. And a lot of that still contributes back to the nice and very comfortable weather conditions we had at the end of the last pheasant hunting season. As the season goes to the month of January, we saw some license sales then, and those have continued. Now, again, as we've talked about before, this month and next month is when we will see a real spike in those particular license sales. We have the prairie grouse hunting season opening on the third Saturday of September, so we're going to see some level of spike there. And then we'll really start to see folks buying their small game licenses for the upcoming pheasant hunting seasons, obviously. Again, remember on the non-resident side, where we'll begin to see more license sales will be on the preserve side of things as the preserve pheasant hunting season begins at the beginning of September. Although many of the preserves across the state really don't begin their operations, if I could call it that, till likely about mid-September. So we're going to start seeing those license sales begin to go up as well. And those are things that we watch extremely closely over the month of September and October and continue to provide updates for you on those particular ones. Going to the next page, fishing licenses. Again, resident fishing licenses have remained strong this year. Non-resident side, as we talked about yesterday, has lagged back just a little bit. But in general, when you look at the combination of the two and look back over the last 4 years, our license sales for fishing are still remaining strong and going in the right direction. And then the last page has some big game licenses. Just going to bring to your attention a couple of these. And again, you can look closer at some of these numbers at your leisure. Resident mentor deer, that's about the fifth item down on the top there. You can see remains strong. Right now we had 2,600 licenses obtained for mentor deer already. Last year at this time we were at about 2,200. So we know that mentor deer hunting remains strong and very popular. Resident archery deer is about very similar to last year compared to this year at just a little over 18,000. And the same way with resident archery antelope, very similar, 1,900. A little bit over 1,900. The two items that I also want to bring to your attention would be the last two lines where it talks about the non-resident archery deer public and private applications and the non-resident archery antelope private only applications. And you remember the change that you implemented for those non-resident archery tags, in particular for deer, maximum of 2,200 licenses that are valid on both public land and private land. And so that's a limited draw. Last year, you can see we had about 2,800 applications. This year, bumped up to 3,500. It's probably not too much of a surprise because last year was the first year of implementation of that. There was probably some of those folks that didn't even realize that that change occurred. It's always difficult to reach out to hunters that maybe have never purchased a license before, might be first time in South Dakota. So to have that direct link or contact information is always difficult. So not too much of a surprise that those numbers went up for applications, but wanted you to be aware of that. And then looking at those non-resident archery applications for that private land only on archery, you can see that those numbers bumped up again this year as well compared to last year. Again, probably because it's the second year of implementation of it and people are more aware. So just wanted to bring a few things to those of your attention. Again, overall license sales are going strong. We're extremely excited about what this fall brings from a hunting perspective, as well as fishing. Fishing remains really good across South Dakota. And honestly, we anticipate walleye fishing even pick up again this fall as these warmer summer days start to cool off. And that's typical this time of the year. But looking forward to that. Every report that we're getting right now, we hear positive, in some cases, I would say extremely positive reports about pheasant numbers. And that is really encouraging and exciting to see. The one question that we'll have to watch as the fall progresses is how does harvest progress as well, right? And the timing of when the pheasant season really begins, how many standing crops do we have out there yet? And that will just have to wait to see how that all plays out. But there's no doubt in our minds right now, pheasant hunting looks fantastic, and so does grouse. We're having people tell us they're seeing more grouse than they have in quite some time. And so those folks that enjoy going after prairie grouse, I think, have a really, really fun and exciting hunting season ahead of them as well. So, Madam Chair, I'll turn it back to you and the commissioners if you have any questions. And if not, just want to thank you for a great meeting and all the conversations that we've had in respect to licenses, fee package, and all that.
Thank you, Director Kirschman. Questions? Comments? Commissioner Teal.
Just real quick on that chart on the bottom, for non-resident archery antelope, it shows two columns for private only. Is one of those supposed to be the public and private? And if so, which one is it?
Yeah, you're correct. I bet you we have a slight error there. So be the non-resident antelope. I will look closer at that and get back to you.
Yeah, no problem. Sure, no problem. Thank you.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
Very good. Additional questions or comments? Seeing none, we are done with our agenda. And just to echo what Director Kirschman just mentioned, we had a great meeting yesterday and today. Good, healthy conversation, good engagement from the public. All very much appreciated. At this time, we do like to provide the opportunity to solicit agenda items for our next meeting. So do we have any commissioners that would like to bring up any items that they would like to have discussed in our October meeting? Seeing none now, we all know who to contact if those do come to mind. And again, next month we will be in Huron at the Huron Event Center. Commissioner White's neck of the woods. It will be good to see you, Commissioner White, there. That will be October 3rd and 4th. Before we adjourn, any final comments from Secretary Roblin?
No, thank you, Madam Chair. I just want to say thank you to all the staff for providing great information once again at these meetings, great presentations, lots of great data that was shared with the public and with you as a commission. I just want to thank staff for all of that. So, yeah, fall is finally here, my favorite time of year. And I just encourage everybody to get outdoors, enjoy the great outdoor resources South Dakota has to offer. It's going to be a fantastic fall hunting season. And the cooler nights are feeling much better. Summer is kind of in the rearview mirror, but not exactly yet. So still enjoy our parks. Our parks have great opportunities this shoulder season, this September and October. The leaves will be changing color, and just encourage everybody to get outside and enjoy the great outdoor resources we have here in South Dakota. So, yeah, that is really all. We'll see everybody in Huron. Thanks again to the commission for a great meeting. Appreciate the communication. And, yeah, more to come here in less than 30 days, actually. So we'll see you all soon. Enjoy the fall.
Very good. With that, we do need a motion and a second to adjourn. Moved by Teal, seconded by Commissioner White. All those in favor of adjourning, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, we are adjourned.